Kalem Parakizayim, Mishnah Vav, Kabeita Shamra Lok Dolo, but like kind of elephant in it. The Beita that the Chum were referring to when they said that Eichel is Metame Eichel. And the din is that Eichel that is Tame, if it comes into contact with other Eichel, it would be Metame the other Eichel Midor Afan. But the Chum said that in order for Eichel Tame to be Metame other Eichel, it has to be at least the size of a Kabeita, the size of an egg. What size egg were the Chum referring to? The Mishnah tells us. They were not referring to a large size egg, nor to a small size egg. Instead, they were referring to a medium sized egg. If we have food that is tame and it's the size of a medium sized egg, and it comes into contact with other food would become tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe Gdolah Shabigdolah, Uktana Shabigtanis. When there is no Techamayim, the Cholak is a mayim. Rabbi Yehuda explains, how do we know what a medium sized egg is? We bring a very, very large size egg and a very, very small egg, and we fill up a cup with water all the way to the top, and we put the two eggs in the water, and then we take the water that was expelled from the cup when we dipped in the two eggs and divide the water into half, and the size of half of that water, that would be the size of a medium sized egg. And the medium sized egg, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is exactly in the middle between a very large egg and a very small egg. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'chimimai di'eni ezeu gdoilu ve'ezeu k'tana. Rabbi Yosi said that Rabbi Yehuda's theory in how to find the size of a medium-sized egg is a flawed theory. As how do I know that the big egg that he brought is the biggest egg there is? And how do I know that the small egg that he brought is the smallest egg there is? Maybe there are bigger eggs, and maybe there are smaller eggs. And if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a medium-sized egg is exactly in the middle between the largest egg and the smallest egg, how do I know that I have the largest egg and the smallest egg? Maybe there are larger or smaller eggs than the ones that I have. Ela kol apitaito shara. Instead, the Chachamim were not exact when they said that you need to have a medium-sized egg worth of eichel. It all goes by the dot of the roa, the person who sees that the eichel is metame the other eichel. If it looks like the eichel that is tame, that came into contact with the other eichel, is the size of a medium-sized egg, that's good enough to say that the other eichel had become tame. The Chum were not exact about it. They said if it's roughly the size of a medium-sized egg, it would be metame other eichel. Sounds kelim pek zayin mishnah zayin ka gregor shamru lo gdoilu v'lektana elo benin. That which the Chum gave the shear of a gregor, the shear of a dry fit for hotzah Shabbos, somebody who carried out to resist a rabbim on Shabbos eichlin food, the amount of food that he would have to carry out in order to be chayv, is the size of a dried fig. And so too the Chachamim gave a shear of a gregret for a rubei chatzeres. If two people live in two different houses in the same chatzer, and they want to carry out from their house into the chatzer, they have to make an eruv by bringing food and putting it in one of the houses of the chatzer. And each person has to contribute the amount of a gregret. That gregret the Chachamim were referring to, they were not referring to a gedolah, a large-sized gregret, nor to a ktana, a small-sized gregret. Instead, they were referring to a beninis, a medium-sized gregret. If somebody carries out eichel into a shusarab, if it's the shear of a medium-sized gregret, he would be chayiv to bring a chatas. And so too, when the people in the chatas are contributing towards the erev chateres, each person has to contribute a medium-sized gregret worth of food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hagdolah Shabaret Yisrael, he had beninis, Sheba Medin. Rabbi Yehuda says, a large-sized gregret in Eretz Yisrael is the same size as a medium-sized gregret in other countries. As the gregret in Eretz Yisrael were smaller than in other countries. Now, why is Rabbi Yehuda telling us this? Rabbi Yehuda holds that what the Chachamim said, that if you take out eichel the size of a medium-sized gregret into which it's a rabbi Yechayim, the medium-sized gregret that the Chachamim were referring to is a medium-sized gregret that is found in most countries. And even if in the country that you're living in, this medium-sized gregret is smaller than the medium-sized gregret in other countries, you still would not be chayim. If you take out eichel the size of the medium-sized gregret in your country, you have to take out eichel the size of the medium-sized gregret that is found in most other countries. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda tells us that the medium-sized gregret in Eretz Yisrael is smaller than the medium-sized gregret that is found in other countries. Therefore, you would not be chayiv for taking out a medium-sized gregret in Eretz Yisrael into Rishus HaRabim until you take out the size of the medium-sized gregret that you find in other countries. While the Tana Kama holds that it all goes by which country you live in. If in the country you live in, the eichel that you took out for Rishus HaRabim is the size of the medium-sized gregret, then you would be chayiv, even though the medium-sized gregret in your country is smaller than the medium-sized gregret that you find in other countries.